you very much, Hugh. Welcome back to a still blustery College Green, but very, very busy. An awful lot of politicians of all colours here now, it won't surprise you to learn. So let's talk to two of them, get their reaction to what George Osborne had to say. Baroness Cramer, Susan Cramer for the Liberal Democrats, welcome, and Nigel Farage, leader of the UK Independence Party. Baroness Cramer, if you heard the whole of George Osborne's statement, you will know, I'm sure, that one of the biggest laughs was raised when he said, we're going to keep the pension lump sum and abolish the Liberal Democrats. Are you feeling like a party that's somewhat redundant?
We're feeling like a very important party because that's we've been leading the way on competence in managing the budget. And you look at this particular budget that the Chancellor's gone and given us, he's gone and missed his targets. And as a consequence of that, there are all kinds of hidden cuts in public spending in this. He said 3.5 billion absolutely mystery cuts. He's looking at the schools and he's looking at the hospitals and saying, you need to put aside another 2 billion to go into pensions. Well, I mean, that's going to come off the front line, and a very welcome cut in taxes for business, but it looks like it's all coming out of local government. So, you know, your street cleaning, care for local elderly people is not an effective way to manage government.
I mean, you are a former transport minister. You must be pleased with some of the infrastructure announcements.
Well, I had to look at the infrastructure announcements and kept thinking, but didn't I actually announce those about a year ago? I mean, this is all repeat stuff. And we actually need to get down to doing it, not just constantly announcing it.
Nigel Farage, some elements to be welcomed. Susan Cramer might feel she was the one who announced some of that, but there is investment. We heard a lot about the Northern Powerhouse, building up the regions.
Well, building up the regions, inventing a mayor for East Anglia that no one's ever asked for. So I do hope they put that to a referendum first. Look, to me, you know, we can talk about individual spending cuts and tax cuts and say this is good, this is not good, but the big picture is that growth will be 2% this year and is forecast to stay at 2% for the next 4 or 5 years. And when you analyse that half of that growth is because of mass immigration and population growth, i.e. more people means a bigger economy, and the rest of it is fuelled by a massive sea of borrowing, personal borrowing and government borrowing, you realise actually Britain isn't doing very well at all. And he compared us to the Eurozone. Well, they're doing dreadfully. And actually, this Chancellor is massively increasing the national debt, and we don't have proper growth in this
country. He said he's going to have a surplus by his deadline, 10.4 billion.
They said that in 2010. All right, and he has now, since he became Chancellor of the Exchequer, doubled the size of our national debt.
But you know, the issue that you mentioned, it's investment in infrastructure. It's absolutely critical to get that underpinning of genuine growth. And you know, when somebody announces there's going to be another study, that I really want to shake my head with despair. We actually need that acceleration that gets the money in the ground. And I'm very comfortable if we borrow to do that, the capital stuff, because it's zero interest rates right now, incredibly cheap. We could really get that moving. Broadband, housing, that's transport. There's a huge potential to drive the economy
forward.
That's
all fine. That's all fine. And I get that for the longer term. But remember, our budget deficit, our annual budget deficit, is worse than Greece's. And that's an honest appraisal of where we are. And we're now in the seventh year of this Chancellor.
I mean, there was quite a big flourish towards the end when he talked about personal tax allowance and raising that. Now, that was, for a long time, you in coalition, that was a big Liberal Democrat policy. Has he entirely stolen your policies there?
Well, I mean, we're delighted when people follow us, and I think that's exactly right, to lift people that are at the bottom end out of paying tax. On the other hand, he's going in there and cutting capital gains tax. I mean, what's to do with that? Taxing wealth is what, in fact, is better to do than actually taxing people's incomes. So I think he's heading off in some wrong directions there, but I'm very glad if he lifts the threshold.
I mean, do you welcome the lifting of the threshold, Nigel Farage?
We've been saying this even since before the Liberal Democrats. I agree completely. I'd love to see no tax on minimum wage, and a big message that if you get off benefit and go back to work, you will be better off.
I would like to ask both of you about what probably tomorrow will be called, what is the rabbit in the hat, and it's the tax on sugary drinks. We all know there's a massive problem with childhood obesity in this country. Is it a move? Is it a policy to be welcomed, Baroness Cramer?
I totally welcome it, and congratulations to Jamie Oliver and all the other campaigners up and down the country who've been fighting for that. It's really important. But it's a small piece, frankly, in a budget that's got an awful lot of flaws and hidden problems in it.
You welcome it, Nigel Farage?
I'm completely against it. I don't like the nanny state. I believe in education. And the idea that the 500 million it raises will go into school sports. Budgets don't work like that. The money goes into one pot and comes out the other
side. It's not nanny state if it's dealing with a big health problem. We know it's a growing problem, like so many other Western countries.
We tax tobacco and we tax alcohol. And now we're going to tax sugar.
Well,
not really, because actually what happens is people go into the black market and buy. I mean, 80% of hand rolling tobacco is now bought illegally. I just think we're taxed enough in Britain.
It worked in Mexico. There's been lots of studies about it, haven't there? That it has actually helped. People are buying fewer and fewer sugary drinks.
Yeah, but they're still buying, as I say, black market tobacco, black market booze, and you can buy Class A drugs anywhere here in Westminster. You know, taxes on their own don't work. It's education that works.
Well, I was going to say, if you look at the schools budget, what he didn't say today is, in fact, the government is still cutting the amount of money for every pupil. So at least there's some little trickle coming back into the school budget as a consequence of the sugar tax, and I think that's all a good thing. It doesn't deal with the underlying problem, which is we have to put a lot more, frankly, into our schools to keep up with the number of kids that are coming in. School places, more teachers, high-quality teachers, and in fact, I would be in favour of making sure teachers and other key public sector workers actually got a bit of a pay raise after carrying the crush of austerity for so many years.
All right, we must leave it there. Very many thanks to both of you. Thanks very much for waiting to talk to us, Baroness Cramer, Susan Cramer and Nigel Farage. Thank you very much indeed.